100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Oh, good morning, everyone. Welcome to your Thursday. How's everyone's vibe today?
We're getting into it.
Yeah,
This morning was the warmest morning this week, I found.
Yeah. Was it?
It wasn't bitterly cold stepping outside.
No. Oh.
Yeah, not a chill. Yeah. I actually drove here with the windows down.
Oh, what a treat.
Fresh air.
Yeah.
Gets you going for a Thursday.
Well, that's so true. It's supposed to be clearing up today, but that seems to have, I don't know, weather forecast is going, not anymore.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a little bit confusing this week.
It certainly is. How about you, Ari? Are you ready for Thursday?
Yeah, I am. I thought it was colder here, actually, at Sandgate Bunker than what it is in Cameron Park. So that's interesting. I've got a bit of a fright getting out of the car here this morning.
Definitely. Yeah.
But the bunny rabbits are bouncing around everywhere, so that's good.
I didn't see any this morning.
Oh, didn't you?
But the rabbits around here.
There's a lot.
And there's a lot.
Yeah.
Going at it like rabbits. Yeah.
Everyone would say.
Yeah.
Here's a completely unrelated tidbit for you.
Okay.
So you guys, obviously, you've seen all the news about how the Ukraine is pushing into Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Right. This is huge. In the towns they're moving into, have a look at the Google reviews.
What?
They're now being done by Ukrainians. Like, this shop, not very good, but plenty of parking. Stuff like that.
Oh.
Quite sort of like, not really, sort of like a little bit funny.
Oh, they're yelping them the wrong way.
They give them like 5 stars or whatever. Or 1 star, or it's that they're sort of like, there must be a lot of sitting around at the moment, is all I can say.
Okay.
Because as they move into each town, they're giving them like these unusual Google reviews. And it's all translated to English.
Yeah, right, okay.
So if you sort by newest, go to these towns and like click on a supermarket or something.
Yeah.
It's interesting, is all I'll say.
Yeah, right. How to win the war with Google reviews.
Well, obviously, I would never have predicted that. I don't think anybody could have.
Is that the tactic?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah, it certainly is. And it's very interesting times we're living in.
Mm. 100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
I felt quite accomplished yesterday afternoon. I decided to go to Coles, just my local one down at Edgy. And I was like, you know what? I'm not going to go through the self-serve checkout. I'm going to go and see an express service woman, like someone to help me with it.
Or man.
Well, yeah.
2024.
Scan man, as they're called.
Oh, well, this one was a woman. Okay. She was lovely. Anyway, so I went to that lane there, and the way, you know how you have like a certain way of putting your items on the conveyor belt, right? Like I like to put like my fruit first, or like I'll put the heavy items first or whatever, and I'll lay them down a certain way. Anyway, just makes it easier for the checkout person to pack the bags for you.
Sure.
So I was, lining all my stuff up and putting my bottles of soft drink down and laying them down. Anyway, so she starts getting them through and she goes, you know, you're the first customer that I've ever had who's actually laid their bottles down properly. Like, as in, like, everyone stands them up and they, like, fall over every time the belt moves. She's like, you actually lay them down.
Is that the... I didn't know there was a correct way. Now, you're our supermarket expert, Scott.
Yes.
Does it matter?
I'd prefer somebody stand them up. Brutally. And I'm not saying that to be controversial.
Right.
Takes up less space on the conveyor belt.
So it's an efficiency thing.
And easy to pick up. You can reach and grab them.
That's true.
You're fumbling around with them. And if the bottles are on the same level as everything else, then you're going to knock something else over in the process of trying to pick it out.
Now, well, this is... Yes.
There's a science behind this.
Also, here's the thing that I like to do.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stand them up because I like to see if they'll tip over in it as like a game.
You're a menace.
Sometimes I'll even prop something under one side so it's on an angle.
Oh, my God.
So it's like, will it tip?
Living life on the edge, quite literally.
Here's one that sent a shiver down my spine. You just said it. As a scan man.
Oh, no.
Sometimes I put my fruit first. Absolutely not. You don't put fruit at the bottom of a bag. Never.
Never.
What if you want its own standalone bag just for your fruit?
Nah, structure the bag.
He's a scan man.
You've got to structure the bag. So years and years of work in the checkout, and people, again, I understand the pain of people not putting their stuff in the right order, but fruit first is an immediate no-go.
Oopsie daisies. Well, I've been doing it wrong. She appreciated it, though. Well, she might be an anomaly.
Matt, you and her on the, have the same on the same wavelength.
Yes.
You two enjoy that island by yourselves over there.
I think maybe I should just stick to the self-serve checkouts and I won't annoy people.
If you want also good strategy. If you want to bruise your fruit, that's your prerogative.
Yeah, that's true.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
A woman's taken to social media to complain about an airline in the US, saying that she's been wrongfully banned for life.
Oh, sounds a bit dramatic, doesn't it?
Now, have you guys been banned from anywhere, ever?
Oh.
No.
My brother's room, probably, yeah.
Never once.
Pretty sure I was banned from a club for a year or so.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Too drunk?
Yeah. Back in the day. And then I went on there and wrote the negative reviews on Google and all that sort of jazz.
Oh.
See, now I'm older and more mature. I went back and deleted them because I felt bad. And I was being a nuisance. So
obviously.
Yeah, I was being a nuisance. Now, this woman has said that she went to book a flight with American Airlines and it kept saying, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to. Cool. So she went to the desk and said, why can't I book a flight?
What's going on?
She's been put on the no-fly list because allegedly she was having sexual relations with a man on a flight while intoxicated. The 24-year-old has taken to social media and says, I am a 24-year-old lesbian. I am not sleeping with any men.
Oh, my God.
So where did the accusation come from? Jesus, I'm not touching a man.
That's, again, they don't say her last name, but her name's Erin. Pretty common name.
Yeah.
Okay.
They reckon they've done the old switcheroo by accident, and anyone that has that name come up is a flag. And again, if they've limited it down to an Erin Smith,
as a common name,
Erin Smith from Colorado.
There's probably several.
Yeah. There's probably a lot. And that's such a shame because she was trying to get away to go to her sister's bachelorette party. And she couldn't go.
Yeah. Well, I mean, The no-fly list thing is a big thing in America.
Is it?
Yeah, you can get put on this no-fly list for so many different reasons, and it's like a lifetime thing. You can never get rid of it. So to have that against your name, what an absolute pest, right?
And I wonder if it goes with, like, Associated Airlines, because all the airlines are in
cahoots
with each other.
Yeah, they're all connected, yeah.
Yeah, if you can't fly with American Airlines, which is, that's...
One of the big ones.
One of the big ones. The national airline for America, am I right?
I'm not sure on that, yeah.
For the sake of the conversation,
yeah, it's a big one.
Yeah.
Does that mean that she's banned on Qantas or on British Airways as well?
Oh, like, no, it goes into
they're all together.
They're all connected. Yeah. Oh, what a nightmare.
Shock and fora. But on the flip side, using Erin Smith as the name, congratulations to the Erin Smith that's having hanky-panky on a plane.
Yeah, I reckon.
Full credit.
Who's having a really good time?
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
This next story's from Indonesia, where a social media influencer was trying to, they're always so hungry for views, right? They'll do anything for a quick video.
Yeah, it's also their job, I suppose.
But sometimes they cross a line in terms of what's, I guess, respectful behaviour to try and get some extra views. Anyway, this guy thought, if I get really close to that orangutan in a cage and maybe I can do a little, you know, selfie with it or something. So he's hopped over the dividing wall at the zoo and wandered down to the cage right up close where the orangutan is. And this orangutan's gone, nah, you've invaded my safe space here. Grabbed him by the shirt and pulled him straight up against the side of the cage, the bars.
Shirt fronted him.
Yeah, just shirt fronted him, as you say. I've never heard that phrase, but I like it.
You've never heard that one?
No.
It's where you grab somebody by the scruff of the shirt and pull him in.
Did exactly that.
A lot of experience with that one. Oh, I don't mind.
Was that the time you got kicked out of that bar, was it? Is that what that was for? Anyway.
I kid.
Yeah. The orangutan has pulled him up against, and then let go. He thought, I'm in the free here. Then he's grabbed his leg and lifted him up by his leg. Orangutans, very strong.
What the heck?
They famously, you know, can climb up trees in a second.
Well, yeah.
That's what they're so good at.
And they're not small beings, orangutans. They're huge.
The zoo staff, absolutely furious, gone over there, you know, trying to pull him away. Mm. Furious at him, not the orangutan. It's done nothing wrong.
That's right.
It's just, you know, a primate reacting on its natural, instincts. Yep. Exactly. But a warning, really, isn't it, to, you know, would-be influencers who think, just because you've got a camera, you can do whatever you want.
It's reminiscent of 2016 Cincinnati Zoo. Goodnight, sweet prince, Harambe. Remember the child that fell in the Harambe enclosure?
Yeah.
And then the gorilla got shot.
Yeah,
because somebody wasn't looking after their
kid. Yeah. Mm. If you're at a zoo, leave the animals alone. Yeah. Like, if they're behind a wall or a cage or something, it's for a reason.
I used to, when I was working in the US a number of years ago, again, different way of life, a lot of different things, different stuff. Yeah. And their universities or the colleges in the US, very different to colleges in Australia, universities in Australia. One university, LSU, Louisiana State University, their mascot is a tiger, and they have a tiger on campus that you can go and visit.
Oh, sure.
And so there's this tiger walking around, and then as a, again, I was working on the campus, and myself and my colleague went and checked it out. And again, you're far enough away, you're not literally up against the chicken wire fence and the tiger. But again, it is a wild animal. It came over to the fence, looked at us, turned around and sprayed my colleague with its pheromones.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I thought your colleague was sexy.
Yeah. I'll tell you this, he wasn't.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle, this is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
And the time, date, location of the infamous Bunnings Warehouse rave has been revealed.
No way.
Saturday, August 31, Preston Bunnings in Melbourne.
Oh, what?
Yeah, from 5.30 till 8.30.
Wait, in the morning?
No, at night.
Oh, I was going to say.
In the afternoon, evening.
That is so disappointing. How come it's not at Wall's End?
Well, again, that's the decision that's been made. I'm sure they've had to go with head office. The biggest controversy around, I'm going to, controversy is a strong word, but using that word, it's in the car park, not the actual Bunnings Warehouse.
That's not a Bunnings rave, that's a car park rave.
Yeah.
My first thought saying that, and the number of the comments on the TikTok that our Peking Duck posted last night were, I thought this was a Bunnings Warehouse rave, not a car park rave. We want a rave with the bathroom vanities and the shovels and the pieces of wood and the manure. We don't want to rave with other people's cars. Like,
what a cop out. What a corporate sellout cop out.
Do you reckon they just didn't want anyone to steal any products?
Well, potentially.
Probably.
Yeah, more than that, I reckon it's so they don't have to close business. So say Bunnings shuts at 9 o'clock, that's four hours of trading they miss out on. They don't have to do that.
You know what? This whole thing stinks now.
Yeah.
It stinks of corporate greed and Peking duck.
Well,
I'm off them now.
Well, all money raised. So tickets do go on sale this morning. All money raised is going to a very, very worthwhile charity. So, again, you can find out more information on TikTok.
That's frustrating for me.
Yes.
Because I can't take as many easy pot shots at it now.
Support Act. Support Act, an organization providing crisis relief, mental health, all of that.
Damn it. I was really, really fired up there for a bunch of easy shots at it.
Yeah, you can't touch it.
Still take them.
Yeah, well, I can't now.
How much would you pay for a ticket?
Ooh,
we'd take a shot at it. How much would you pay for a ticket?
I'd pay
$30.
Yeah,
bang on.
Say.
Tickets are $30 bucks.
Wow, they really
to stand in a Bunnings car
doing.
Park.
Nah.
Sorry, great cause. I'd rather donate the money.
$2 coin donation.
That's what you...
For a car park rave.
Wow. It's not 1992 anymore, so you can't get away with those prices.
But, like, if it's in a car park, if it was actually in the building, $40.
Bingo.
Or more.
Bingo. Mm. You're not actually going into the bunny. Apparently, there's got to be a sausage sizzle. Cool.
Right.
Oh, I don't know.
You know what? Let's get some rave vibes going. Right?
Oh.
So we've got our own little rave going.
All right.
You know, this is for free. This is what we provide as a service here at New FM.
New FM. Hey! Check. We're going to want to remember. The Novos on this day.
It is August 15, pretty much halfway through the month already,
guys. Oh, my God. Too fast.
I know. The year is going very quickly. Let's start off and have a look at what happened back in the day. On this day, 1903, New Zealand's All Blacks team play their first rugby test match against Australia's Wallabies at the Sydney Cricket Ground in New Zealand. Oh, sorry. New Zealand won 22-3.
Wow.
Smash
us. Not surprising.
Yeah.
Not surprising. Have you seen the All Blacks play?
Oh, yeah.
Grievo, you haven't.
No. I haven't.
But I have.
seen them do the haka, though.
Oh, yeah, yeah, good. Yes, very, very good rugby union nation. Incredible. Well, we have a good football nation, but rugby union, they take the cake.
Mm. Yeah, absolutely.
Very cool.
In 1939, on this day, The Wizard of Oz, the American musical fantasy film adaptation of Frank Baum's book, premieres at Grauman's Chinese Theatre in Hollywood.
Oh, right. So that was the first time the film was played, was it?
Correct, with Judy Garland.
Now, that film, absolutely filled with asbestos.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not what I thought you were going to say.
No, all of the snow, you know, the snow in it was asbestos.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I heard something about that. Yeah.
So, you know, different time for health and safety.
Spoiler alert here if you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
But I reckon.
I haven't.
Oh, come on.
I haven't seen it. Don't spoil it.
That, let's not go
into that. Movie's 150 years old. If you haven't watched it by now. Well, there's the new one coming. The Oz thing that's coming with Ariana Grande. Oh. Anyway, we're getting off track here.
Yeah.
The Wizard of Oz is the only good movie, I reckon, where at the end of it, they go, it was all just a dream.
Yes.
Every Click tried to do it with Adam Sandler. Shocking.
Terrible. Mm.
And
no.
Any other movie.
That was a terrible movie, actually.
Anyone that goes, oh, and they woke up and realized it was all just a dream. Oh, my God. In the bin.
And you were there?
In the bin. Yeah. Yeah,
there we go.
It worked so well. God bless him. Moving on to 1965, August 15, the Beatles played to their largest crowd of over 55,000 people in New York City. How cool is that?
Can you imagine?
55,000 people.
Would have been a wild time to be in that city.
Loud. Very loud. Very daunting.
Yeah.
In 1979, the film Apocalypse Now, directed by Francis Ford Coppola, starring Marlon Brando and Martin Sheen, is released.
Interesting. Don't spoil that one for me either.
Yeah, I've never seen it. In 2019, Disney Studios is the first studio to have five films earn over $1 billion each in 1 year with the release of Toy Story 4, Avengers Endgame, Captain Marvel, Aladdin and The Lion King.
Oh, there'd be a few high fives and, you know, long lunches after that, wouldn't it?
Yeah. It's easy enough to say you're the only studio that's done it when you buy every other studio.
Well, that's true.
When you buy the Marvel Studios and Lucasfilms and then 20th Century Fox and then go, well, technically,
We're the only one.
Therefore,
it's us. We've got all the money.
Correlation equals causation.
Certainly does.
Exactly. In 2022, on this day, Solange Knowles, so Beyonce's sister, becomes the first black woman to compose for the New York City Ballet.
Oh, that's cool.
Fantastic achievement. If you're also an Emily in Paris fan of that show, season 4 drops on Netflix this afternoon. I'm a massive fan. Mm. So this is big news to me. So
yeah,
everyone who likes a bit of a rom-com.
I'm a fan, yeah. I like it.
It's a funny show. Also, some big names in entertainment are celebrating their birthdays today, including Joe Jonas, who's 34, actress Jennifer Lawrence is 33, while Ben Affleck turns 51. He's looking good for 51.
Isn't he and J-Lo getting a divorce?
Oh, God, no. Are they getting a divorce, Mum?
I've been reading that there's trouble in paradise. I thought they only just got back together. She wrote a whole album about him.
Yeah. You know what? It must be a passionate relationship. One of those ones where they're together, breaking up, all that sort of stuff.
I just call that silly.
I heard on the rumor mill the other day, and again, this is speculation, it's highest order, that Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman were a contract couple. So they got together based on a contract. Hypothetical.
Oh.
And looking at J-Lo and Ben Affleck, since that got raised, I was like, I wonder if these two could potentially be the same.
Oh, my God. Have you just dropped the bombshell or what?
To sell tabloids.
And that's all
speculation.
True.
Oh, it's all speculation.
That's, Scott, saying it's all true. So interesting.
UFM. The Novos.
One word. Subscription.
100%.
Everything's
a subscription, they say.
Just a monthly payment, and it's only this amount of money.
Yeah, and the first few, you let them go. $20 a month. That's $5 a week. It's not too bad.
And everything has a subscription model now, is a subscription service. It's driving me up the wall. I'm going to name and shame. You know what? No, because they're both as guilty.
Okay.
I walked into a supermarket the other day.
Yeah, what did it rhyme with?
Lols.
Fullworths.
Your words, not mine. Yeah. I walked into a supermarket the other day, and they are now advertising a subscription service for the supermarket.
How does that even work?
Well, apparently, you enjoy big savings, as they're putting it. So one particular supermarket is offering discounts once a month, double rewards points, member-only deals, and priority care if you need anything. If you need anything and you call customer care, you say, I'm a priority member. Oh. I pay my membership. And they go, right this way, sir.
Oh,
right this way, madam. Straight
access.
To the front of the queue.
I hate all of it.
So do I. Oh, it just stinks of why would you need to pay a monthly subscription? Now, I spoke to my housemates about this.
Yeah.
And they said that through one of the supermarkets, they've bought it. And we worked it out. And over the course of a year, they reckon they've saved $50 over 12 months.
That is not enough.
But they've had to pay a significant amount.
Are you going to say how much?
Well, it says overall that they've saved $120 over the course of the year.
Yeah.
Okay.
From their groceries at this particular supermarket, minus the cost of the actual membership, is $50.
Which is crazy.
Is it worth it?
No. You're giving them $50 up front, which they can then use to invest.
Mm.
They make $100 off it over the year, and then they give you back $50.
It's just such a strange model. I mean, we already pay for sport and music and streaming, everything else. Why are we paying a subscription service to go to the supermarket?
Yeah, it's bad.
It feels like also like with the shops, they've tried to make the whole experience more complicated. So you can't just walk in there and buy food. You've also got to have like your Flybuys card or your rewards card or whatever they're called. And then now you've got this added onto it. Like, why is it becoming so hard?
And it's not compulsory. By no means is it compulsory. Mm. So it's an elective subscription, but it's not even like a Costco membership. And this is where I believe memberships and subscriptions differ. Because if you have a gym membership, you're entitled to use that facility because you pay for that membership.
Yes,
like you pay for
I
that.
I see what you mean.
But and same as Costco, you pay your $60 a year, and you go there, and you have access to Costco only things.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
And this is it's. We were talking about this the other day, Crevo, and I reckon that that's where it differs because even without a subscription service, you can still shop at the supermarket. So this is like an elective thing that they're sort of bargaining on. You forget to claim your rewards.
I don't like any of it. There's too many things are a subscription now, and it's out of control.
Quickly round the team. Yeah. Worst subscriptions you've seen?
Any of those like major supermarket ones stink to me.
Yeah, I find I don't like to name names, but Prime Video, right, for example. I know you have Prime Video, Scott, and you love it and you use it for like Amazon and stuff, but I don't like that because they make it very hard to get out of that contract and that worries me. That scares me to death. Like, make it easy to say no thank you anymore.
Opt out.
Yeah.
The opt out should be easy. None of it's any good though.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Coming up next month, we're going to be sitting through the New South Wales local government elections.
Sitting through?
Yeah. Deal with whatever words you want to use. Sure. I always forget about the elections until they're literally the week
right
of.
There,
I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I don't know anything. Turns out I really don't know anything this year. So Saturday the 14th of September, residents will head to the polls to vote in the electorates. Hunter candidates are now locked in. So if you want to go online and have a look and like familiarise yourself with who your candidates are to vote for, please do. So I've looked in mine. So I'm obviously in the Lake Macquarie City Council area. I'm in the North Ward. And I'm having a look at the list of, you know, the mayoral candidates. I'm looking at other councillors to be voted in and whatnot. No idea who anyone is.
Do you guys know that website Vote Compass?
Tells you who to vote for pretty much.
Is that work for this level of election?
Sure
I think it does.
I've never used it for the local level.
Oh, so good. Yeah, I'm not sure if it works either for that. But what a website. Because often, if you don't know the names, you just want to match with what
policy.
You want, right? So get on that, I reckon.
Yeah, it's a good idea. What was interesting, though, when I was reading a couple of articles this morning and having a look through some of the lists, it's believed that the New South Wales Liberals failed to nominate in a couple of different areas. So, and it's true, like there's quite a few Liberal candidates missing from all of our region.
Interesting stuff. Mm. All right. Well, all of that, I'm sure, will come up and always comes with stories and gossip and all that as well.
100%.
New FM. The Novos.
The Novos.
Asking the question, How did you get a work injury? Or maybe one you saw on the job site, that sort of thing. This is after Kyle Flanagan has been accused of biting Stephen Crichton. Now, the footage of this is quite extraordinary, right?
Yeah, this is rugby league, if you're not familiar with the story.
Yep.
Bulldogs and Dragons were playing. And yes, Stephen Crichton has come out swinging, saying that Kyle Flanagan got hungry on the pitch and started chomping into his nose.
Well, he brings the barbecue sauce out on the field too.
Now, yum, yum, yum. This
Sorry.
What an image. What an image. Obviously, this is their job, is to be rugby league players, and they've ended up with a nose injury, which is quite an unusual injury. So what we want to know is, how did you get injured at work? The more unusual, the better, and the funnier, the better. This lady I worked with, my ex-boss, actually, very injury-prone, right? She was out actually walking back to her car after a day's work and walking across this, like, open car park, and there was this bit of, like, sort of caution tape or something. You know how councils put up just like a tape around a little area that they're working on or something?
Yeah.
And she'd seen it there the last couple of days, but was just in a rush and went, I'm just going to push through and like duck under the tape.
Oh, no.
Not realising there was like a 6-foot hole in the middle of it. She went straight down the hole and was in the hole.
No.
How do you not see a massive hole in front of you?
Very accident prone.
Oh, my God.
Another time we were out on a work assignment, right, which was to go out to report, like this is another radio station. We had to go report at a music festival, go talk to some artists, that sort of thing.
Cool.
Anyway, we're there and she's talking, just chit-chatting away, rolled down a hill and sprained her leg.
No.
Slash ankle. Oh. Up on crutches for like 6 weeks. Injuries at work.
Oh, poor
this
woman.
Is the sort of thing that we're going for here.
Work is comp through the roof.
Well, I think she just went back to work because she didn't want to.
Hero.
You know,
hero.
A bit of a hero in that way.
Something similar happened to me a couple of years ago. So I was working at one of our sister stations, actually, out in Mudgee. So it was a rainy day, and where the radio station was, it had some steps out the front and just tiles. So obviously the rain had come onto the tiles, quite slippery, and we didn't have like that non-slip tape on the staircase.
Sure.
So I went like, you know, legs overhead, everything. I ended up falling down on the tiles and like nearly like cracked my coccyx.
Oh,
that's hard.
Yeah,
oh.
Like bad bruising, but it felt like something cracked.
Sometimes these work injuries can be very embarrassing, maybe even in retrospect a bit funny. And that's the sort of story that we're after here. Let's start in Newcastle. Mark, what happened?
Oh, mate, well, I was working doing plumbing job, and I finished up doing the job. Boss says, "Oh, go out and get, you know, put the rest of the stuff in the ute."
Yeah.
And I jumped the fence, the back gate, thinking that will be quicker than walking around the block.
Yeah.
And I slipped on the wet, well, old school metal gate. Slipped on it, and I fell down on my knee, broke my knee, and gave myself a black eye.
Oh,
jeez, Mark.
Like, fell on his knee and gave himself a black eye.
Yeah. How does that even happen?
Oh,
just happened.
Big gate, happened. And boss goes, come on, mate, we'll take you home and, you know, you can finish up. I said, no, mate, we're pushing through. We'll keep going. Oh. So I worked through it and didn't even bother going to the hospital or anything like that.
Who needs it?
The next day.
Employee of the month award.
Yeah.
You should have got a pay rise for that, Todd. Mark, sorry.
Oh, mate, well, the boss looked after me. He bought me lunch every day of the week when I wouldn't let me pay, so...
Milking that. You would so be milking that.
Yeah, when you jump the fence and it just happens, doesn't it? Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. All right, let's go to Maryland with Shane. Good morning, Shane. What happened with the injury at work?
G'day, guys. Years ago when I worked for Coles as a 17-year-old, I worked in the fruit and veg department, and we had the big, massive steel dumpsters with the big steel lids, and we were always told to lift the lids up and lock them in place before you throw stuff in the bin.
Yep.
And one day I was in a hurry, didn't lock it in, just hold it up with one hand.
Oh, no.
Throwing stuff in, and my hands were wet and slipped, and it came down on my left hand, broke broke two fingers, like absolutely crushed them. Had to have surgery and off work for 6 weeks with K-wires in my fingers.
Oh, my God. That sounds awful. Oh, are your fingers all right now?
Yeah, they work perfectly. The doctor said we can just let it heal and you'll have dodgy fingers, or we can operate. And I said, I'm operate. Get operated, and I'm not paying for it.
Right. Might as well. He's half bionicle now.
It's as good as new.
Yeah, how good's that? All's well that ends well.
It pays to follow protocol. You've got to follow the protocol.
Yeah, and also pays to get operations. By the sounds of it, especially when you're not paying.
That's fair. Todd's in Charlestown. G'day, Todd. What happened at work with the injury?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I shot myself with a nail gun.
Oh, what happened?
Elaborate.
Okay, so I'm working by myself on a fencing company at Port Stephens, and I'm just going to the end of the job. I've got the last couple of palings I've got to put on, but there's a frangipani in the way, right? Okay, so I don't have a tree, so I don't have like four hands, so I clip this Bostik air-powered nail gun with a 50mm barbed decking nail essentially in it to my belt. And then I proceed to climb through the tree. Next thing I know, I hear this ka-chunk, right, with a little bit of pressure on the back of the calf muscle. And I'm thinking, what? Oh, frig, that was close. My gosh, that was close. What's happened there? Couldn't feel anything. But then when I put my foot down, obviously to move the muscle, okay, I'd rather not be alive at that point. And I look around, and here's this little shiny, butted head sticking out of the back of my calf muscle.
Nope.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that sounds so painful. Did you pull it out straight away? What'd you do?
I grabbed the claw hammer and I pushed on it so it could sort of stick out a bit, and then I ripped it out with the claw hammer and just sort of finished the job, and then went to the doctor's surgery, and they gave me a shot of antibiotics and...
good as new.
Got his new and a little donut, little round band-aid, and then, you know, but of course I had that day off. It was Friday, the day before the long Australia Day.
Oh, you just faded out there, but boy, oh boy, what a story.
What a day, one for the ages.
Yeah, before a long weekend as well.
105.3 UFM. The Novos. Lowest. Deluxe.
Oh, we're like a factory here, minting local winners one after another, and here's your chance to be the next one, right? Mm-hmm. So, the prize here is a family pass to Rippert Golf Mini Golf. Now, this is the flash new one that's opened up next to the futuristic KFC.
At Broadmeadow.
Yeah, and it's a beautiful course, like a modern mini golf course, the outside bit. And it's a family pass to go play that. Then afterwards, if you want, there's a lovely food and drinks inside. They've redone all of that inside bit as well.
Yeah.
There's the sim bays as well.
They're good fun.
So cool. Now, we've all been there. We all know that this is a brilliant place to go. And if you want to go for free, all you got to do is play Lowest to Lux. Now, if you've never heard how this game works, very simple. We give you three items. They could be anything you buy from the local shops, or could be something bigger. Mm-hmm. And you just have to put them in order. Cheapest, middle, most expensive.
Great.
Let's meet our contestant for this morning who's playing Lowest to Lux. It's Amanda in YE. How are you?
Good, thank you. Morning, all.
Hi, Amanda. Indeed. You know how this works?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Let's just program on point this morning.
Ah, that's it. Three things in order, from the cheapest to the most expensive. Bit of a theme for today. Mm-hmm. So, here's an amazing story. A guy down in Victoria has found nearly a 1 kilo nugget of gold.
Ooh.
This is just the other day, worth up to $100,000. So, today we've got a gold theme for you. Mm. So a bit of fun. All things gold. All right, let's start things off. Your first item is a golden rough chocolate bar, 20 gram from Woolworths.
Ooh, yum.
Okay, that's item number one. Next item is the Brass Hards all-directional shower in gold. And that's from Mitre 10 at Broadmeadow.
Is it a shower head?
Yeah, shower head.
Oh, okay. Yep. Okay.
So, and then your third item is a Nescafe Gold Intense 200 gram jar from Coles. So just to review, you've got your golden rough chocolate bar, your golden shower, and your Nescafe Gold 200-gram jar. All right.
Okay.
Cheapest to most expensive. Take it away.
Okay, so with inflation...
Yeah, which you got to take into account these days.
You have to.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, so high.
Okay, so we're going to go to Golden Rough.
Yep.
The gold coffee, the Nescafe Gold, about $16 a jar. Ooh. And then the shower head. I thought you said shower, though.
It's a shower head. It's a shower head, yeah.
When was the last time you bought a shower head, though, Amanda?
Well, not long ago, we had a bathroom fit out.
Yeah, oh, there we go. Oh,
you know, you couldn't be more...
this was a disaster, though, but we waited 12 months patiently, but it's all in and done now. So.
Oh, that's good. God, all's well that ends well. So you reckon the shower at the most expensive?
Yeah. Yep.
Right. Okay. I can reveal. Let's start revealing the prices. The Golden Rough Chocolate Bar, 20 gram at Woolworths, only $1.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Okay, surely that's got to be on special.
No, normal price.
Wow.
They're not very big. It's 20 grams. It's 20 grams. They're small.
Yeah.
All right. The Nescafe Gold Intense 200-gram jar. Now, I don't know if you're working for Coles or what, because $16, you knew the price.
I bought one yesterday. That's how I knew.
Oh, my God.
You couldn't have
it's all I drink.
You couldn't have been better prepared for this, and you just bought a shower recently as well. Because the golden shower from Mitre 10 at Broadmeadow, $65. You've only got it done. It. Well done.
Thank you. Thanks
you're
so much.
You're off to play mini golf. Enjoy Rippert Golf. It's a stunning venue, and you're our latest local winner here on UFM.
And just days out from our Newcastle Knights taking on the Sharks for round 24 and only a few games left to go at the comp. Prop for the Knights, Jack Hetherington. He joins us on the phone right now to chat all things about the game. How are you going, Jack?
Hey, how you going? Good, thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Ah, good on
pleasure.
You.
Pleasure is all ours.
So, first and foremost, Jack, coming off a 34-18 win over the West Tigers over the weekend. How's the team feeling from that?
Yeah, we took a lot of confidence from the game and... yeah, the boys are pumped. You know, it's sort of do or die thing for the rest of the year. So you've got to be on an A game for the rest of the season. And yeah, we're pumped to go to Shark Park and try and put a number on them too.
See, Jack, I was at the game. Incredible scenes. Incredible footage. And like Fletcher Sharp, what can you say? Four tries. It's just phenomenal, isn't it?
Yeah, he's a weapon, eh? He's such a humble kid and he's... yeah, it was special watching him get four. Not only is he a great player, he's a great person too, so he's really good to have around the squad. And yeah, love Sharpie.
And was there, again, can it be determined, was Ponga actually meant to kick the ball or was it a drop? Will he admit that it was a drop or was it a, kick?
What's the gossip behind in the sheds?
Yeah, he definitely dropped it.
No, no. Yeah. According to the referee, it's a kick. I will take that.
Yeah, no, he's definitely dropped that one.
Sure. Oh, gosh. Well, moving on to this weekend, obviously you'll be heading to Cronulla to face the Sharks. And, of course, Dylan Lucas, your teammate, looks set to return for the starting lineup this weekend after missing Sunday's match due to a hamstring issue. How's he shaping up? Is he ready to fire?
Yeah, he's ready to play from what I've heard and... yeah, he's a big loss still. He's such a quality player and big loss, but fit and ready to go. So, yeah, keen to have him back.
Yeah, fantastic. It'll be good to get him back. Yeah, well, good luck for the game going forward is all I'll say.
And heading into finals territory.
Oh, my God,
that's
so
huge.
Close, right? There must be a lot of excitement.
Last year was so cool. Yeah, last year finals was so cool. It was the first time I've ever been a part of one, so... Yeah, the atmosphere, the energy around it was unreal. So hopefully we can get it again.
Yeah, fingers crossed indeed. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I know I was a bit busy this morning.
Yes.
But, yeah, good luck for the game ahead and good luck for finals. Good stuff.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group. Yeah.
if you're anything like me, you love to grab a bargain and you love to read, you like to do puzzles, you like colouring in books, you like any of that type of stuff, get to Newcastle Uni over the next couple of days because the book fair is back on, baby.
Oh, that goes, that's actually huge.
Oh,
it
is. Yeah. Hundreds and hundreds of people get through the Great Hall over at the University
More,
of Newcastle.
I think, yeah.
Yeah. I think they had it on last year as well. Usually it's like an every odd number of years, but it's back on this year. So you can grab a bargain at the early bird hour of 4 p.m. tomorrow if you're really, really keen to go along to this.
Yeah. So did you say you're into colouring books?
Of course I am.
How many colouring books do you have in your collection?
Oh, well, I don't have any at the moment. I have one back up in, like, the wardrobe, but, yeah.
No, so are you a regular colourer?
Sometimes, if I feel stressed.
Oh, do you do, like, the adult ones?
Yes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, fun.
I've done them. They're actually good fun.
Yeah.
I've
never done one.
Like, incredibly peaceful.
Yeah.
Just chill, something on in the background, and just colouring in. I was very anti it.
Yeah.
I was like, what are we doing? And then I tried it and went, you know what? It's actually a vibe.
I think there's studies on it. Like, it's linked to cognitive development. It's also, yeah, it's meant to give, yeah, like you say, peace and,
because
yeah.
When I say, because you see them for sale at checkout,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, I always thought, who's doing it? Now I know. It's you two.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Here's a better one. Go to Kmart and buy a canvas.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Go a paint-by-numbers canvas.
It's the next level, is it?
Again, as much as there's all the cognitive stuff and all of the therapeutic side of it, pretty colours look cool.
They do.
Straight down the line. That's 100%. Why we're doing it.
Fun times.
Well, there you go. So, yeah, the book fair is on from tomorrow all the way through till Tuesday next week. So get yourself some secondhand books, DVDs, sheet music, records, all of that.
Big PSA. Thank you.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
And he's being described as the ultimate wife guy. That is Mark Zuckerberg, after he has revealed a 7-foot-tall statue of his wife, Priscilla Chan, what seems to be in their backyard.
So, is it bigger than life size, or is she 7 foot?
No, she's not 7 foot. There's a comparison photo, and I don't want to make assumptions here, but it looks like she's about half to two-thirds of the size. So
wow.
It's bigger.
Okay.
Yeah,
it's huge.
So she's maybe like 3 foot, maybe 4. Something like that.
Let's go 5.
Yeah,
Let's go five.
Nice.
It is like a green statue, very, very lifelike, actually.
Wow.
Like, the detail on it is phenomenal. And she's covered in, like, a silver cloak. It's a full statue ornament thing, which, again, it's a very Roman thing to do.
Yeah.
In history, it was a big symbol, big romantic gesture for Romans yonder years to put statues. And it seems like Zuckerberg is channeling this energy to celebrate his wife.
Yeah, back then it was like used as a sign of respect and that you support them, like even their patrons and politicians and stuff back then, yeah.
Now, it's being received pretty well online by Zuckerberg's fans, which, again, he has a lot of fans. He also has a lot of critics. And the critics turn around and say, what the heck is that?
Why have you got a statue of your wife?
Just look at your wife, bro. Like, yeah. Look at a statue of her. Look at your wife. It's a big gesture, whether you like it or you hate it. It is romantic by many, so we want to know what was the big romantic gesture you've seen or you were a part of that you did for somebody else.
Yeah, this is cool. Maybe it can be, like, for a lot of people, it's tattoos.
Oh, okay.
My mate's dad got a full portrait of his wife on his shoulder.
Holy dooly.
Yeah.
Real talk, how does it look?
Okay, I've never seen it purely because she's forbidden him to go out in public with it on display.
Why?
Oh, must be
because
bad.
She hates it. He went and got it behind her back and then said, look what I've done for you. And she goes, I hate it. Never show anybody that again.
The thing, like, you risk with, like, getting tattoos of people's faces, they can look like caricatures.
Or creepy.
Oh, that's it.
It's hard to get the eyes right.
Oh.
I always find.
Here's one, a romantic gesture as a tattoo. What happens if they leave?
Well, true.
What if love's not forever?
Mm-hmm. Like,
would it be the first time? What is 50% of marriages? And then all of a sudden you're stuck with this.
That's true. I mean, but you, as a romantic, you would hope that it would stay.
Mm.
You're a big romantic, Scott.
I love doing romantic things.
What's the biggest gesture you've done?
I can't think of one off the top of my head. It's just you buy flowers for my partner, Brit, or you organise dates, you show up, you're there when you need it, that kind of thing. Like,
yeah.
But is there a big romantic everybody in her apartment complex is gone to know that Britney's dating me? No.
Oh, hang on, though. I think you're selling yourself short here, Scott, because you travel to Sydney all the time to see Miss Britt.
Yeah, but she comes up here as well.
That's, you're both doing romantic gestures then.
Yeah, that is very romantic.
Yeah.
And also the two-year anniversary, you were there with the flowers and everything at her workplace, wasn't it?
Not at her workplace. She picked me up from the train station.
Oh, well, there you go. But you were
I literally stood in the car park with the gifts and was like, hello.
I am here.
That's so sweet.
Sometimes it's the small ones as well.
Yeah.
Like, this is your chance to, I guess, you know, tell the world about your romantic partner.
Mm.
Maybe it's the small things that they're doing day to day that just makes you feel super good.
Oh, I love this.
If we find somebody that's hidden a wedding ring in like a glass of champagne, or the weird way they proposed, anything like that, something like the romantic.
The really unique ones are awesome, where people get, you know, custom jewellery done. Maybe it's not so expensive, but it's really to their taste. I love to hear about those ones.
That's beautiful.
A friend of mine, actually, they like really into sort of like your, I don't know what you call it, but like your like Lord of the Rings type books and all that sort of stuff. He went and got this ring made that was looks like it was found in a forest after a wizard's quest. You know,
really?
It's just you know, and you look at it, you go, that is so unique, but it couldn't be more perfect for your now fiance.
Absolutely.
And you hear about that and you go, that's someone who's really put a lot of thought into it.
Well, I've got one each. So, for example, my partner, Will, he's quite the romantic young man, I have to say. I've never met anyone like him before. But it's the little things that he does for me that I find the most romantic. So, for example, he opens doors for me. So, like, if we're walking in the house, he'll always open the door. If we're getting in either my car or his car, he always comes round, opens the car door for me. And
what about house internal doors?
So very, yes.
Yep. The bedroom. Oh, you're going to the bathroom?
Waits out the front of the bathroom.
Oh, no, not the bathroom. Come on. Privacy. No.
No, no. He's just there at all times. Does he dress in like a bellhop's uniform as well?
No, but he is quite stylish. He puts in an effort. So that's another romantic thing that he does.
That is another romantic thing.
Yeah.
Now, my partner, Britt, she's tuning in and she's messaged through on our Instagram page at @thenovos_ that she went on a hike up Everest Base Camp last year. It was very cold up the top. She pulled out some gloves, and in the glove she found a note that I wrote her that I forgot about this. And so it was a little note, bit of encouragement for her to keep going to get to base camp. I forgot that I did that, and she said that's probably the most romantic thing you've done.
Wow, that is
that she found a note that I left in her luggage, in her glove, before she went up Everest. Yeah.
That is God, he's romantic.
Look,
isn't
at his
he
face.
And she's just sent me a picture of the note.
Oh, she keeps it with her?
No. She kept a picture of the note.
Right.
And so she's got that on the phone. She's like, here it is. I won't read it out because I will start crying.
He's so romantic. You know what? She should keep that note in a locket around her neck.
I doubt she kept the note. She probably threw it off the side of Everest when she found it.
Why would you throw it off the side of Everest?
She'd definitely keep it, right?
Rubbish.
She'd have that somewhere.
She would keep it.
No, you can't throw rubbish on Everest. We've been through
famously,
this.
You're not allowed to.
Oh, look, you're such a romantic, Scott. I love it.
100% locally made, live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos, driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
Taking up complete real estate in my brain at the moment is sorting out next weekend. So next weekend, I've got like this big romantic trip to Sydney planned with my partner, Will.
Oh.
So we're going to go see In the Heights at the Sydney Opera House. So that's playing at the moment. And then we're staying at like the Marriott, the W thing, the new hotel in Darling Harbour.
Oh, the one that used to be the IMAX.
Still is the IMAX.
Oh, yeah.
There's still an IMAX in there.
Yeah,
next
they've
door?
Just fitted in somehow. Mm.
Yeah.
In the same building.
The big funny-looking building.
It is funny-looking.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, I'm in, like, crisis mode at the moment trying
crisis
to figure
mode.
Out how to best get from Darling Harbour to travel all the way to the Opera House via train and, like, make it, like, the quickest way possible. And, like, I'm trying to make
a
treasure
bother.
Map. What
just
do you mean?
Just grab an Uber.
But wouldn't it be better and
from
easier?
Darling Harbour to the Opera House, walk.
Is it that close?
Yeah.
It'll be a 20-minute walk at least, I would say.
Easy. Or you walk to Town Hall and catch the light rail right to the Opera House.
Oh, the light rail. Oh.
It's right there.
Oh. I'm just trying to, like, plan out every little bit of the trip. Just so it's seamless.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
Comfortable shoes or not?
Oh, I don't know.
Because that is the other end of Darling Harbour. Mm. Right. If they're not comfortable shoes, that is not a walk, I would say.
My mum actually made a suggestion last night. She goes, here's what you should do. Wear comfy shoes, like flats, and then take like one of your big handbags and put your heels in your big handbag and then go do a costume change when you get to the theatre.
Two-shoe situation. I would say even wet from the W there, maybe, even 25 minutes.
Okay.
Live Google.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, to get from, it is a 35-minute walk.
Yeah, I wasn't far off.
No, 35-minute walk, a 14-minute drive. You don't want to do that.
Okay.
Literally walk to the train station and catch the train.
Yeah, that's
probably
the easiest.
Yeah, two stops to Circular Quay or light rail it. You'll be there in 15.
Okay.
Great, might go light rail then.
Yeah, that's probably the way to go.
See, this is why I'm bring my problems to the show.
Yeah, that's what we're all about. And anyone who wants to know where to go and how to get places, give us a call. We'll Google Maps
it for you.
That.
Google Maps it.
4967-4105 will solve all of your transporting problems. It's part of what it's our service here.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it's just part of the friendly service. We're local at
UFM. The Novos.
The Novos. Now, I don't want anybody to come at me in the DM, so let me just blanket statement this. How good are teachers?
Teachers are great.
Teachers are fantastic.
They work
the backbone.
Hard.
They work hard. Give them more money, all that gear.
Mm-hmm.
However, the other day, went for a hot girl walk, walking along Throsby Creek, and I see a group of school students rowing or canoeing. Great, they're going out there for sport.
Oh, good. Cool.
From a local school in Newcastle, won't name and shame.
No.
But they're going down the river. There's a bunch of them in single canoes, bunch of them in double canoes. That's great. And chasing them is a teacher in a dinghy, a motorized boat. Yelling at him.
Stroke!
Literally. Yes. And I'm like, quickly. I'm like, that's all very well and good. But
did
also,
they have a little whip that they were cracking as well?
Literally. Do as I say, not as I do, because I'm sitting here cranking the throttle.
Yeah.
While you guys are hard yakkering it down the stream. Like,
doesn't feel. He's got the Mercury 35 horsepower.
Yeah.
He's flying along. He doesn't mind at all.
And I was having a bit of a giggle again there. Whatever they're training for, whether it's just school sport, whether they're training for something, that's cool. Good on them. It's kids out there having a go.
Yeah.
But sometimes it really is that mentality when it comes to teachers. Do as I say, not what as I do. Do it, not do as I do. We used to have a teacher in high school who was an overweight, chain-smoking PE teacher.
Oh, now that is... There's a sense of irony to that, isn't there?
It's almost like if you're the kid in the classroom learning about, you know, smoking's bad for you, you know, you've got to exercise, keep your weight down, blah, blah, health issues, health concerns. You're looking at them going, yeah, okay.
He was always the PE teacher. We had people in my year 11 and 12 group that started smoking darts, and so they would sneak out during recess and lunch down to the creek to have a cheeky puff, and they'd run into him down there, and nobody's saying anything, and everybody's just sort of the agreement that nobody says anything, and then everyone just goes back to school.
Oh, dear God.
I have a bit of a theory around this, right? Okay. PE teachers, they pick it because they can be outside all the time.
Potentially.
Oh, I just got to go down. Somebody's kicked a soccer ball down into the forest again. I'll just be down there for 5 to 15 minutes.
Yeah, that's right.
One of my mates is a teacher, and he's done very, very well. He's now a head of a support network of a school in Sydney.
Okay.
Does exceptional stuff as a teacher.
Sure.
But he went to uni as a science teacher, and then it was a number of years ago. There was a big, I'm sure there still is, teacher shortage, particularly in rural parts of the state. But a number of years ago, they said, there's a shortage of teachers. We need you to cover extra classes. You're a science teacher. Can't kick a football to save his life. And they went, you're in charge of PE.
Oh.
Like, it.
Why is it always PE teachers?
Why is it always the PE teachers?
End up doing six different. Oh, you're a history teacher as well, is it? Where'd you learn that?
Oh. No, look, good. Again, full credit to the teachers. They're
absolutely
doing a great job. But you do have to laugh sometimes. Or you'd run into your teachers. When I used to work at Coles, the teachers would come through buying their stuff, and you're seeing what's on their grocery cart, and you're like, hello, what's in here?
Yes.
That you do not, there's way too much butter for you to have a PE teacher.
UFM.
The Novos. The Novos.
Games are wrapped up, but of course we start looking to the 2028 Olympics in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And new sports added. Every time they try some sports, or usually do, this time there'll be a number of different ones. Flag football.
Oh, that's fun.
Never even heard of it. Looked good, though, on the video.
Is that like capture the flag?
No, not really.
Oh, I can't remember exactly what the rules are, but something similar.
I think it's like a flag instead of a football and run up and down like that.
Is that literally...
No idea.
Live Google.
That's one. Baseball and softball are going to be added as well, which I didn't realise. I feel like the Americans might have an advantage there, being MLB. In America and having, you know, Major League Baseball as almost a religion.
So, result from the live Google. Yep, so it's pretty much gridiron, where instead of tackling players to the ground, the defensive team must remove a flag or a flag from the belt, from the ball carrier.
So it is Oz tag, but it's tackle.
Yeah, essentially like
so
that.
So we'd be good at that as Aussies.
Probably. Yeah. Cricket, we might do well in that. There's a possible medal in that, I would say, for us.
Yeah.
Strange that that's coming to an American Olympics. Americans don't do cricket.
No, they are trying to grow it at the moment. Mm. So perhaps it's in and around that. Lacrosse, which is a big Canadian thing, and squash.
It's about bloody time.
Now, the reason I say and squash in such a, I guess, dramatic way is because around our team, Scott is a very good squash player.
I wouldn't go that far. I would just say that I
would
am
you
a
say,
squash player.
Would you say you're one of the best players in Tyers Hill?
Oh,
one
maybe.
Of, yeah? What
maybe
about
Tyers Hill.
And Australia.
Not
which
Australia.
Which is extraordinary and exciting because we could have Scott at the 2028 Olympics.
I'm going to be doing my trials at Cardiff Squash Centre.
Well, that's
where I've played for a very long time.
That's a good place to start.
Yeah.
You've got to get through trials. You've got to get through, you know, win some stuff, I think, along the way.
Mm-hmm. Also, you know, nab yourself some endorsement deals, maybe, like Crocs to team up with you.
I will take a freebie any day of the week.
Corded hat companies, get in touch with Scott. He would love it.
Well, a corded hat of any brand. If you want me to represent your brand, you got a corded hat, send it in.
There's the potential to see it on the Olympic stage, right? But I think the best... Don't worry too much about practicing would be my suggestion.
Yeah.
All you have to do is get a PhD in squash and you're a shoo-in for the Olympics.
Sure.
Absolutely. And learn a few, like funny moves.
Ray Gunn has set the precedent, hasn't she?
Anyone can get in.
Yeah.
Anybody can do it.
A true inspiration.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Scott from Tyers Hill could be our next Olympic representative. And let's take home the gold this time.
Let's go behind the campaign. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Come on, Scott.
100% locally made. Live across Newcastle. This is 105.3 New FM and the Novos. Driven by Hunter City Motor Group.
All right, so we mentioned a little while ago, or maybe it was behind the scenes, we're talking about the whole Stonehenge situation. You were Ari, right?
Yeah.
That originally they believe the stones, well, they think now the stones have come from up in Scotland, which is interesting,
which
right?
Which is roughly about 700 kilometres away, I think.
They were really, back in the day, big on transporting heavy things really far, weren't they? Yeah. Easter Island, they reckon they moved those stones like hundreds of kilometres and they're massive.
Mm.
Like, why didn't... I don't know. Just back in the day, they seemed like, oh, here's a big rock. Let's see how far we can move it.
Gave them something to do.
Well, it's actually Aussie scientists that have discovered this, which is pretty interesting as well. Mm. You'd think someone local would have looked into it, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I guess Australians have a curious mind, and perhaps that's why they've done it.
Mm.
I mean, look, we've got our own Stonehenge that might be happening. Remember we talked about this
in Canberra
as well.
Park.
No, down at... No, the Catherine Hill Bay.
Oh, that's right. It was made out of those, the old trees or something, yeah.
Yeah, the old, jetty that's there.
Yeah, the timber.
Perhaps we could move that somewhere far so that in the future generations be like, oh, my God, it came from Catherine Hill Bay.
Okay, like, so what, down to Melbourne or something?
Yeah, something really... We got the trucks now for it. Heaps easier.
Mm.
Back then they had to roll it on logs and stuff.
Mm.
Well, no, maybe just even out to the bay. Like out to Nelson Bay.
Just get one of the wide load trucks, annoy a lot of people on the road.
Yeah, do it in the middle of the night like they do all those heavy moving projects and away we go.
Mm.
I like the idea of like trolling future generations.
Yeah.
So they go, where'd this get here? Extraordinary,
right?
Isn't it? That primitive technology.
UFM. The Novos. The Novos.
Now, we all have different levels of intelligence, okay? Well, according to studies over the years, a number of strange behaviours have actually been identified and linked to high IQs. Even some of the greatest minds, like Einstein and Darwin, have been exhibited through this as well.
So there's like secret signs you can look out for
yes.
to tell if someone is smart hard or not.
Mm.
Well, pretty much. Or even just, you know, test it for yourself. It is said that daily habits significantly affect intelligence and can alter thinking patterns. So here we go. The first out of a list of 7 behaviours will identify, I guess, or link you to a high IQ.
Is one of them having wacky Einstein hair?
No, but...
Damn it.
I was going to say,
it's so easy. Grow it a bit longer and I'm there.
Yeah, that's right. Just mess it up a little bit throughout the day.
Yeah.
So the first one on the list is talking to yourself. Now, I do this every day. Like, I sit there and just chat away to myself all the time. I keep it all kind of under wraps around this building because I don't want people to think I'm crazier than what I already appear.
Right.
But, yeah, apparently, talking to yourself can indicate higher intelligence with cognitive benefits like improved memory, confidence and focus. A study in 2012 showed faster identification of objects were also conducted by those talking to themselves.
Do you talk to yourself, Scott?
See, I read something similar recently about that people don't have an internal monologue.
What does that mean?
Like, you know how you just talk to yourself? Like, you can have a conversation to yourself internally.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Have a conversation with yourself. That people don't have that. Yeah.
That feels weirder to me.
Yeah, that feels weirder. I have an internal monologue. So you talk to yourself, but you're not physically talking.
Oh.
But, like, you have, like, conversations and you make decisions and you weigh up pros and cons and everything. Internally.
Yeah, I would say I'm a mix of both. Sometimes I will talk to myself, but sometimes, just thinking it. Interesting stuff. Mm. All right, sign number one. What else have we got?
You've also got number two, staying up late. That's associated with intelligence. Charles Darwin used to do this. A study published in January analysed data from like 26,000 people, whatever, finding that those who stayed up late scored significantly higher on cognitive tests than early risers.
Yeah, so not getting up till 10 a.m.
I'm a big night owl.
You are.
Yeah, I'm always up late.
And yet you're always up super early for this job. I don't know how you do it.
You're a chronic 4-hour sleeper, though, Greta.
Yeah, that's true.
Give me 4 hours and I'm right as rain.
That's the perfect amount of time.
Crazy.
Studies say, isn't it? It's the healthiest amount of time to have.
You are someone to study.
All right, what else have we got?
You've got daydreaming. That's often perceived as being absent-minded. However, it does indicate creativity and intelligence. How about this, though? MRI scans showed that these people had more efficient brain systems. Daydreaming can actually be a great workout for your brain. So there you go. MRI shows that it's good for you.
Are you a daydreamer?
Not
what does that even mean? Is that just like you...
You just go off into space, you're thinking about whatever, you're not in the moment. Yeah.
I'll plan stuff out and do all that. Yeah, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's not daydreaming, that's being a planner.
Oh, yeah, maybe it is. Daydreaming's like you think you're on holidays or something.
Well, the last four include, and I'll just rattle them off quickly, thriving in a cluttered environment, so if you're messy...
That's me.
Asking a lot of questions, being introverted and devouring books.
Mm.
There you go.
I'm none of the last two, so maybe I'm out.
Neither. Yeah. Cancel. Put it on the dumb list.
Yeah, definitely will be on that list.
UFM. The Novos.
We're pretty much done for today.
Let's go.
Tomorrow, Feel Good Friday is here. We'll have all the good stuff ready to go. Your what's on guard, that kind of thing. Getting ready for the weekend.
Favourite part.
It certainly is.
Yeah.
But we're pretty much done for today.
Kriva, you're off to do more work today.
Yeah. A little stint at the shop today. There's been a few, call in sick, which is, happens around.
Has it been busy lately?
Yeah, it has been pretty busy as well. Mm. So, if you're in the area, pop in, say hello. I'll be there.
Round figure.
Yeah.
What's the best product you sold recently?
How do I even pick?
Yeah,
you sell dozens of things every day.
Well, we all know that your favourite is your Persian rugs.
That is true.
I was going to say, is there a rug?
Yeah, I sold a lovely hall runner yesterday.
There we go.
A lady from Tamworth.
Awesome. Yeah.
In the local area, visiting, got to take it back to Tamworth.
No, she has a holiday house up there that she's staying more and more at, but she works down here. So, yeah, interesting.
Good on her.
Wonderful.
Indeed. So, yeah, have a great day, everyone, and we'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Sounds good.
That was The Novos. You want more, right? Sure, just head to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or newfm.com.au and you can relive all the fun again and again and again.